We followed Eurovision on the world in past years. Eurovision is the annual music contest in Europe. It's usually a parade of flamboyant pop music. Each country holds its own competition to pick a national representative. And this year, Finland is sending some unlikely contenders to Eurovision. Ray Allen Bichel has a story from Helsinki.
Gladiators in leather loincloths, a techno-opera singer dressed like Marie Antoinette en route to a nightclub. These were just some of the acts competing Saturday to represent Finland in, what else, the Eurovision Song Contest.
If you can imagine Miss Universe, only instead of sending a girl, every country sends a song.
That's John O'Connor. He's written a few books about the contest, now in its 60th year. Last year's winner was a diva from Austria with a full beard. Among a field of oddballs in this weekend's Finland finals, one group managed to stand out. A band with a hard-to-pronounce name.
Pertti Kurikan Nimipäivät. We play punk rock.
Pertti Kurikan Nimipäivät, or PKN. While their competitors adjusted togas and fluffed weaves into place, the four middle-aged men in this band just sat backstage. One fiddled with his jacket while making a hissing sound.
We're four mentally handicapped guys.
The members of PKN all have intellectual disabilities, including Down syndrome. There's Sami Helle.
And I'm the bass player.
Kari Aalto.
Singer rider.
Toni Valitalo, who has trouble talking but feels at ease behind the drums.
Pertti Kurikka nimipäivästä humppari.
And Pertti Kurikka, a guitarist with a knack for riffs. The group started 6 years ago in a music workshop for adults with learning disabilities. Since then, they've been raging about everything from political discrimination to getting their toenails clipped, a weekly group home activity that Aalto utterly despises.
I don't like.
The group toured Europe and even stopped at South by Southwest in Austin last year to promote an award-winning documentary about them. Sami Helle.
We're like everybody else. We just do the music, what we love, and then we just do the job.
When they took to the stage Saturday, there were no flashy outfits or backup dancers.
We have fog.
Just fog. And the band, in leather jackets, decked out with patches and metal spikes. The lead singer yelled out a minute-and-a-half tirade about having to do everyday chores, like cleaning, and things he wants to do but can't, like eating candy. The crazy part is, they won. Even though some observers picked them as the favorite going into the competition, their win caught others off guard, like John O'Connor.
I was just horrified. I thought this is just possibly the worst song I've ever heard in Eurovision, bar none.
But like a lot of the fans who called in to vote for PKN, O'Connor's opinion changed when he heard more about their story.
Suddenly it all made sense. And I could see why this song would have resonated with the audience and would have been popular. And I could see why it won.
And, he adds, PKN's win isn't so surprising when you look at Finland's Eurovision track record.
Finland, I think, has always sort of gone out on this limb. They were the first country ever to do reggae in the contest, which they did in 1981. And it was by this white, you know, blonde Rod Stewart lookalike. And it was absolutely dreadful.
Some critics say PKN won with pity points. But Jan Ola Sand, executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest, says PKN is as legitimate as any of the other performers. He calls them honest punk rockers.
Not trying to seduce anyone with a fancy melody or sort of fancy dance routine. It's really a hardcore punk song. Of course, with their background, it's something completely different.
The band accepted their victory with tears in their eyes and gold confetti stuck to their black leather.
We are the champions!
In May, they'll become the first punk band to compete in Eurovision. Helle says the group won't change a thing for their performance there, except that there could be more smoke. For The World, I'm Ray Ellen Bichel in Helsinki, Finland.
You can see PKN doing their thing at PRI.org. From The World's Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Back tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, Exploring the Human Endeavor, the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet. The PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Peter Berge and Debbie Sitt, and Cindy and Howard Rachofsky. The Luce Foundation's Henry R. Luce Initiative on Religion and International Affairs. And by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. MacFound.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.